Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Also, the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. In fact, let's get the hotkey. Here we go. Thank you very much. And now, Dimitri, live and dangerously local, is also the force multiplier of truth. I was the only one who told you about Vince Gianangeli and Cindy Henry and their roles in this utter complete screw-up regarding the lights in Belmont County and Maynard and Barton. And Cindy Henry is clueless. Anybody's guess when this is going to get worked out? I don't know. I'm only the county auditor. Yeah, you're the county auditor. You make an insane amount of money every year. You're the county auditor. And Vince Gianangeli, oh my God, if I hear him one more time say, well, I'm so smart, I've got all these different awards and certificates and this, that, and the other, whatever, and I'm a triple dipper, and I'm getting money from all sorts of different taxpayers and all that. And then he just admits, well, we just screwed up. We just, forgot about the tax for the lights in Maynard and Barton. Just one of those things. I mean, and it's amazing how the local media gives them a pass. It is just amazing to me that these two who had screwed up so badly. I mean, Cindy Henry had a lien on the Belmont County Auditor's Office from the IRS for $500,000. Now, the IRS finally removed that lien, but it was on there. And her response to Karen Fertula, our news director, at that meeting Thursday evening about the lights in Barton and Maynard, she essentially said she had no idea when any of this was going to get fixed. She's the Belmont County auditor. It's just amazing to me. Absolutely amazing. I have no problem with Israel doing whatever Israel has to do for Israel to survive and thrive. It's a sovereign nation. If it feels it needs to go to war with other countries, so be it. If it feels the need to defend itself from terrorists, so be it. You know, whatever Israel wants to do for Israel is fine with me. It's a sovereign nation, just like I have no problem with whatever England wants to do, or France or Greece or any other sovereign nation. That's their business. But I don't think Americans should be fighting and dying for Israel. We're up to 7 now. 7 Americans lost their lives in this war for Israel against Iran. 7. And God only knows how many more they're going to be. And they're floating the idea now of we're going to have boots on the ground. We're going to have soldiers in Iran supposedly looking for the nuclear stuff underneath all the rubble that we had, when we blew them up a few months ago. We're going to be looking for weapons of mass destruction again. Except instead of Iraq, now it's Iran. Nukes are weapons of mass destruction. It never ends. I don't blame Israel. I really don't. They've done nothing illegal here in America. They have bought our politicians fair and square. They did it legally. AIPAC and all the other influential people for Israel have done a very, very, very good job of compromising virtually all of our politicians. If I were Israel and I could do that to American politicians, I'd do the same thing. I'd pick up the phone and say, hey, Mr. Billionaire who loves Israel, I'm the Prime Minister of Israel, Bibi Vassilaris. That's it. I'm Bibi Vassilaris. Except I don't have one of those terrible comb-overs. As B.B. Vassilaris, I'm calling you to buy every senator that you can legally so that we get what we want. Again, it's all perfectly legal, buying politicians, buying American politicians. And someone who actually has told the truth about this is, of all people, Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, no one loves Lindsey Graham, no one. Except, of course, the military-industrial complex, because he wants to go to war everywhere. And he wants to go to war in Cuba now as well. Here's what he told Maria Bartiromo. And he's being brutally honest about this. You got to give him credit for this.
All the anti-Semites, to all the isolationists, I don't believe. Forget it. I'm not with you. I'm with Israel. I will be with Israel to our dying day. They're the best ally we could hope for. So we have a commander-in-chief in President Trump, who I think is Ronald Reagan plus, plus, plus.
He's being honest about it. Bought and paid for by Israel. All legal. All legal. All legal. Let me play a part of an interview with Ted Cruz here. Give me a second. Let me line this thing up here.
All right, ask about what the Wall Street Journal is reporting about your colleague, Senator Lindsey Graham. The Journal is saying that Graham traveled several times to Israel in recent weeks to help make the case on Iran, meeting with members of the country's intelligence agency, spoke with Netanyahu, coaching him on how to lobby President Trump for action. Graham said that Netanyahu showed the president intel that persuaded President Trump to go ahead. Senator, I know you all talk to foreign leaders and that happens routinely, but speaking to a foreign leader on the precipice of war and seeming to be lobbying or being an intermediary, which this seems to indicate, is that the right way to go?
Well, listen, Lindsey is passionate about defending America, and he is on the road a lot. He's talking to world leaders all over the world. There are times when I agree with Lindsey. There are times when I don't. But when it comes to
what about this? I mean, this is something of a totally different level, is it not?
No, actually, when it comes to the threat Iran poses, Lindsey agrees they pose a major threat to America, and I agree they pose a major threat to America. Look, Lindsey and I disagreed on the Iraq War. He thought the Iraq War was a good idea. I thought the Iraq War was a mistake. I think Iran is fundamentally different because Saddam Hussein was not murdering Americans on the scale and level that Iran has been doing. Saddam Hussein was not funding Hamas and Hezbollah killing Americans. And President Trump acted boldly to take out a regime that had been killing Americans over and over.
But we're not disagreeing on that.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with that. Our point is working with Netanyahu so closely to lobby President Trump, acting as an intermediary for a foreign country, is that appropriate? That was my simple question. I'm not trying to be difficult here, but that's slightly unusual, is it not?
I agree with you on the other points. I don't think it's a fair characterization that Lindsey is an intermediary for Israel. And a lot of the critics say, oh, the war is all about Israel. Understand, it's not about Israel. It is about
Israel owns all of them. Legally.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
go! The Main Trigger PD rules of engagement: do not have your radio on when you call, do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate any federal, state, or local law, and do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Tobita Graffiti Studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Tobita Graffiti, ADA compliant. Tomato Graffiti. Tomato Graffiti. Tomato Graffiti.
Can we get the news right? We lost military personnel from a missile strike from a radical country, not from military action.
Ready, graffiti. Graffiti, graffiti.
Oh, yeah, we got here before we all be working up. Yeah, I got a hand.
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no,
no, no, no, no.
As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch you.
Rules of engagement to meet graffiti. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti Studio phone line 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant.
For inciting a riot, disorderly
conduct. You should know better not to be trespassing on farms. You might be caught between a rock and a wet place.
And resisting arrest. You understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From
lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand today, 'cause there ain't no